This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. The British TV drama Call the Midwife returns to PBS next weekend. For those who missed the first season, it's about the lives of midwives in working-class London in the 1950s. It's a familiar subject to Patsy Harmon from Morgantown. She's a practicing nurse midwife and the author of several books about the profession. She's been getting ready for the new season by revisiting Jennifer Wirth's memoir, The Midwife, upon which the TV show is based.
The series is wonderful. But the book is so detailed about the life on the East End of the docks in London and the preparation of these young midwives who lived with a group of nuns. And the nuns also were nurses and midwives. And, of course, all their births were at home, which was a tradition in the 1950s, which is when this book was written about. It was written later, but it's her memoir of being a student nurse midwife and then an actual midwife in the 1950s. It's a wonderful book.
I've heard a lot about the BBC series. It seems to be getting a lot of attention. I wonder if, I mean, if that translates to more interest in your services, or maybe if it's the other way around, more people are working with midwives and that's driving interest in stories about that.
You know, I think it's both. I think a lot of people who didn't know much about midwives have seen the series, maybe didn't even tune in because they were interested in birth or anything. They just thought it looked good, and it is. It's terrific. Great actresses and actors. But there also is a resurgence in midwifery in this country right now, and part of the reason for that is the high C-section rate. One out of three babies is now born by a major operation, and women who are thoughtful about their options are looking around and going, I wonder where I'd have the best chance at a vaginal delivery, which wouldn't necessarily be at home, but might be with a nurse midwife or another kind of midwife, call it professional midwife. You know, writing about midwifery is almost a no-brainer because it's a life-and-death situation. Midwives are good storytellers. We use stories to inform and empower and warn our patients all the time. It's just a great teaching tool to use a story. So midwives are already good storytellers, and then they're right on the cusp of life and death. So you always have material to write about and to talk about.
What else is on your reading list lately?
Well, lately, because I'm writing, I've been reading a lot about the 1930s. I've been reading books written in the 1930s. One of the reasons I like reading books written in those days is to hear their language, not about their language, but to hear how people really talked and the slang that they used.
Do you have any favorite turns of phrase that you've gotten that way?
Oh, there's lots of little things like, well, that's just swell. Who says that
anymore?
Don't hear that so much, yeah. No. Or honey babe or doll, words like that. One book that I really love is another memoir called Lady's Hands, Lion's Heart, A Midwife Saga. And this is by Carol Leonard. She's a really good writer and writes, again, about the 1970s when she was doing home births. It details the difficulties politically and socially in that environment, and this was up in New England, of staying in practice. I have another one here, The Midwife's Story. This is a charming older book about a midwife who works with the Amish, and it is by Penny Armstrong, and she is also a nurse midwife. But if you're interested in the genre, I think you would like all of them.
Well, Patsy, thank you for your time today.
It was a pleasure. Thanks, Josh.
Patricia Harmon lives in Morgantown, where she practices midwifery and writes. Her new novel, The Midwife of Hope River, is set in Depression-era Appalachia and out now from HarperCollins. Speaking Volumes is available as an iTunes podcast and on our website at WESA.FM. There you can also tell us what's on your reading list or get in touch via Twitter at Booksburg. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 WESA is supported by the Community College of Allegheny County, sponsoring the Big Read Literary Project through the month of March. Thanks for listening.